Okay, I just want to make a few more comments on the rest of this lesson 46, and then we'll go into the exercises. Just had a few quick statements to make here. There's really not much to say. We're talking about irregular verbs, and on page 286, the last page of that, there was a discussion of me verbs. We were talking about irregular me verbs. And top of 286, there's fait me, to say or affirm, has only first singular present indicative, fait me, and third faci, and third plural faci, and third singular imperfect and aorist, fa. So that's nice. There's only four forms in the entire New Testament on that verb. Then section 368, irregular contract verbs. It gives three categories here. We have za'o, to live, originally an a'o verb, which is, you know, neither here nor there, I guess. But you see this ada appearing in a lot of the forms. And so the present indicative and subjunctive, it gets an omega, then ada, you know, zo, ze, zomen, zete, zosi. Imperfect, first singular, ezon, second plural, ezete, future, zeso, zesomai. We've got ezesa for the aorist, zain, for the present infinitive, present participle, zone, zosa, and zone. Okay, so the thing is just such that you just have to write all the forms out pretty much. It's hard to predict what it's going to do, especially between the 80 and the omega type. Then we've got chraomai, originally an AO verb, also claims, they claim. The forms are generally like those of the middle and passive of timao, except that in the present subjunctive, chraomai has third singular chretai. So there's just a few exceptions, a small exception here. Otherwise, it's basically like tima'o. Then third category, a few verbs in e'o have uncontracted forms as well as usually some contracted forms. So the most important of these is de'omai, to ask or beg, pray, or beseech. And here you're going to see some uncontracted forms as well. So you've got de'e, de'tai, de'omatha. See, de'omatha, you're keeping the epsilon there. And that's the chief feature. Now, some of them you get an epsilon iota contraction, and others you keep the epsilon. And so deis there is contracted, deontai, that's non-contracted, deomain, that's non-contracted, deathane, that's non-contracted. So that one's just kind of peculiar in that some of the forms contract and some of them don't. All right. So those are just little odds and ends. Now, going to exercise 46B then for our exercises here. I think on this one it's just quicker for me to go through and read it. Just fill in your grid accordingly. And it's just a matter of parsing these forms. So, and these are all forms with prepositional prefixes. Okay, so number one, sunakthosin, should be third person, plural, aorist, passive, subjunctive. Third person, plural, aorist, passive, subjunctive. Okay. Number two, parakletete should be second person, plural, aorist, passive, indicative. Second person, plural, aorist, passive, indicative. Number three, parakletete should be second person, plural, aorist, passive, imperative. Second person, plural, aorist, passive, imperative. It's obviously not looking for common forms here. Okay, number four, parakletete, with the circumflex and the eta here. Second person, plural, aorist, passive, subjunctive. Second person, plural, aorist, passive, subjunctive. So it's exactly the same as the previous form except for the accent, and that makes it subjunctive instead of imperative. Number five, parakletete, is second person singular, aorist, passive, imperative. Second person singular, aorist, passive, imperative. Gotten a little bit more complicated than it was before. All right, now number six, exebale should be third person singular, imperfect, active, indicative. Third person singular, imperfect, active, indicative. Okay, number seven, exebale should be third person singular, aorist, active, indicative. So just like the form above, except it's aorist instead of imperfect. So that's third person singular, aorist, active, indicative. Number eight, ekbale, with two lambdas, is second person singular, present active imperative. So second person singular, present active imperative. Okay. You can see that I've changed my X's on here too, so I must have missed the first time when I did it. Yeah. Okay, number 9. Apoktenomen should be first person, plural, present, active, indicative. First person, plural, present, active, indicative. Number 10. Apoktenoumen should be first person, plural, future, active, indicative. First person, plural, future, active, indicative. Number 11, apoktantheto should be third person, singular, aorist, passive, imperative. Third person, singular, aorist, passive, imperative. Okay, number 12, affectanomen should be first person, plural, active, and indicative. The long ways at the top, it's hard to find your lines. Okay, first person, plural, imperfect, active, indicative. Okay, affectanomen should be first person, plural, aorist, active, indicative. First person, plural, aorist, active, indicative. Number 14, apostello should be first person, singular, future, active, indicative. First person, singular, future, active, indicative. Apostello should be first person, singular, aorist, active, subjunctive. First person, singular, aorist, active, subjunctive. Okay, apostello should be first person, singular, aorist, passive, subjunctive. Okay, so first person, singular, aorist, passive, subjunctive. Okay, number 17, peripatumen is first person, plural, present, active, indicative. First person, plural, present, active, indicative. And then peripatomen is first person, plural, present, active, subjunctive. First person, plural, present, active, subjunctive. And then periepatumen is first person, plural, imperfect, active, indicative. First person, plural, imperfect, active, indicative. And number 20, proskuneisosin is third person, plural, aorist, active, subjunctive. First person, plural, aorist, active, subjunctive. Okay. So be it, I guess. Any questions? Yes, Greg.
I just remembered that you did say that originally you didn't have any accents on, like back in Paraclete 3 and 4.
Yes.
I guess they're just looking at the
context, yeah.
Making a decision to go on.
Right. Yeah, it has to be context because, in your unsealed manuscripts, all capital letters and no accents or anything, so it just has to be context in situations like that. That's something to keep in mind, too, so that if you're looking at a particular passage and there's a question like this that arises, don't necessarily just take it because UBS happens to have one way or the other. In other words, realize that there's accents, the only difference between the forms, and that may be worth considering in the, most of the time the context is sufficient, you know, but if there's room for some doubt, so forth, you may need to be aware of that in your exegesis. Yes?
Were the accents added when they were minuscules,
I think your earlier minuscules, and I'm going to have to double check on that. I haven't really thought about that in terms of accents, but I think the accents came in. In other words, you're probably going to see accents in some of those early minuscules, but probably better double check. I haven't. I can, you know, I've seen pages of unseals, but I don't think I've ever seen some of the actual pages of the minuscules. Just it doesn't ring a bell in my memory anyways. Anybody looked at that more recently to be able to know? Okay. Lanny's on tape. Maybe we'll have to have him write a note in or something if he just happens to know when the accents appeared in the text. Okay, 46C. Transform the sentences below into sentences of equivalent meaning with verbs in the passive voice. Imitate the model given. So this is our old active to passive transformation, but here you're going to be doing it with these types of verbs, compound verbs. So what I'll have you do is you go around, I'll have you read it in the active and then read what you have in the passive. And just run it through that way. So John, why don't you go ahead and take number one. Translate, yeah, if you want to do that too. I didn't put any English down in here. Yeah, go ahead and translate it too, if you want. Read the Greek as it is, then translate that. And if you have any trouble translating it, you know, we'll all pitch in together, and then give the passive transformation. So you got a really good exercise in Greek reading here. Yeah. Okay.
I don't understand what that means.
To kill.
Oh, okay. The soldiers killed the righteous disciples?
Righteous teacher.
Teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then transform his code to Daskalos, code to Kaios, Apectene, Kupoton, Stratioto.
Okay. Yes. The form there, Apectanthe, is what you want. Apectanthe was killed, and you're going to need third person singular. So you often have to change the.
Okay, well, I didn't put it stated.
Oh, you didn't?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is passive.
He didn't explain that, I don't think.
Okay. Well, you've got an aorist active form, Apectanon. And you need to, when you convert it to a passive, of course, you have to convert it there as passive. And I don't know if he gave you this root or not.
He didn't give hardly any of the passive.
No. Yeah, you've got to use your handy-dandy chart in the back then, I guess. Yeah, right. You will be using it much from now on. Okay, you'll see there, if you look at Kateno in the back, ectanthane, and of course you're going to want the ectanthe here. So apectanthe. The spelling should be alpha, p, epsilon, kappa, tau, alpha, nu, theta, eta.
I think you did that on later ones, but when you checked this first one.
So the only thing you did wrong was didn't put the theta in?
I didn't. I had eta yoda in there.
Okay.
The original form,
yeah.
Aorist is transformed.
Right, aorist. We've got a stem change here.
Anyway, then it would be the righteous teacher was killed by the
right, by the soldiers. Okay, hypoton, stratioton. Omega news there, putting in the genitive for stratioton. Okay, good. Number two then, Jim. Okay. That's to betray. Yeah. The same root and also means tradition. Kind of interesting.
Judas betrayed the Son of Man?
Yes.
and pull over to Officer Cruz, Paradoi, people to Utah.
Okay. Okay, you want Hohuyos for your, because it's nominative now. And also it's Paradothe. Paradothe, again, it's aorist passive, so you need that fate in there. Paradothe. And so it's P, alpha, rho, epsilon, delta, omicron, theta, eta. Okay. Number three, Dan. Any questions? Any other questions on number two? Okay. Good. So lots of places, lots of possibilities to make errors in these transformations because almost everything's getting transformed. You have to watch your cases and so forth, and it's good exercise. Okay, number three then, Dan. Therapolente,
Bolterio,
Sas, Paradiag,
Okay.
You could call it just say comfort. I think what he's looking for is comfort. Literally means call beside, but it's, you know, parakaleo is to comfort. Is no normal way it's translated, so that'd be fine for us.
Comfort the heart.
Well, you probably want to make that a substantive.
Of the
holy ones or of the saints, maybe. So, and this would be a future too. So the Lord will comfort the hearts of the saints, or of the holy ones.
Okay.
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 Okay. Kuryu. Yeah, you're on genitive there. Okay, and your first one, you should have high cardii instead of hoi cardioi, just because it's a number of stem ends in a vowel, so, and it's a feminine. So high cardii ton hagion, and then you're going to want a future passive form. Parak, and this is a good one, paraklei theisontai. Paraklei theisontai. So, yeah, right. That's really the only way you can make this form reliably, is to find the aorist passive form and then chop off the ending and put your theta, eta, sigma on and so forth. That's about the only reliable way to do it. So it's paraklei theisontai. The P, alpha, rho, alpha, kappa, lambda, eta, theta, eta, sigma, omicron, nu, tau, alpha, iota. So quite a mouthful. Yes.
I think I don't know if that's the same
as
looking at
Glazon.
I think it was epsilon theta eta sigma.
Is that epsilon theta eta?
That was an unusual one they mentioned
after the Hebrew. Oh, okay. So you had an epsilon theta, an epsilon before the theta instead of an eta, huh?
That's
supposed
to be Aristotle.
Yeah. You.
Oh, that's a
Glazon. Where did you find what you found?
With the
okay. You might check that because the table in the back has an ecclathane for your aorist passive, and your future passive is built on the sixth principal part there. So it's epsilon's in the normal future, kaleso, it's epsilon. But.
It said it has a future with the epsilon sigma. The
aorist
active.
Oh, yeah, okay. Future passive is what we're looking at. The future active has the epsilon.
Okay.
See, because if you look at your future active form in the chart there, it's kaleso.
Page 139.
So I think you probably got it confused with the. See, the passive does something different.
Just below
number three. Oh, yes, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, a few e-o verbs retain the epsilon. These must be learned. Kaleo has the future kaleso. See, normally an e-o verb is going to go to an eta just in that future form. But the future passive, see, it's got irregular aorist passive at clathane, and that's what your future passive is built on, is the aorist passive base. Okay, any questions on that? That's a good, I'm glad this point came up, because it's good to talk about it and make sure that we know what we're forming our forms from. Future passive is always built on the aorist passive base, so any irregularities in the aorist passive will be transferred into the future passive. Okay, any other questions on number three? Spelling or anything else? Okay. Number four then, Eric.
And once it's eight, take the bottom, hold on, say mono. The disciple cast out any demon.
Right.
Hold on, say mono, take the bottom, say, people who must say, say.
Okay, Hupo 2, Mathe 2.
Okay.
Remember that first declension, masculines get the omicron upsilon in the genitive. So, pola daimonia exeblethe, Hupo 2, Mathe 2, exeblethe. So, epsilon, xi, epsilon, beta, lambda, eta, theta, eta.
Wouldn't it be exeblethe,
son? Yes, you're right. Well, I had that there. I don't know why I erased it. Oh, I know why. It can be either one. It's a neuter plural subject. Okay. So we'll accept either one on that. So either exeblethe or exeblethe-san. Okay, I can see the san here erased. So, it's just because of neuter plural subject. It's the only reason. Okay. Number five, then. Glenn. Okay.
The apostles led the churches?
Well, yeah, you could say led together. Sunagos, to lead together, or to gather, I think they give sometimes too. So gathered the church, probably. So I think that's what you're
looking at.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of one of those deals where they're gathering. The church is a collective. So the apostles gathered the church. I think that would be the closest.
Okay.
Gathered the church together or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Ecclesia sunechthe hupo to ton apostolon. Yes. Okay, good. Sunekthe should be spelled sigma, upsilon, nu, eta, chi, theta, eta. Sunekthe. Okay, any questions? Yes.
Apostolon.
Let's see. Apostolon, probably, yeah. Because the omega in the end. You can't get the accent any further forward. So, ton apostolon. Okay, anybody else with a question there? All right, number six, Mark.
Papa Lucen told Pilatos ton Barabbas.
Okay.
Pilate released Barabbas.
Okay, good.
Ho Barabbas. Ho Barabbas.
Right.
Apeluthe
hupo
to Pilatu.
Okay. Ho Barabbas apeluthe hupo to Pilatu. Okay, and so apeluthe would be alpha p epsilon lambda upsilon theta eta. Alpha p epsilon lambda upsilon theta eta. Okay, from apeluo.
I noticed that Barabbas had an alpha 2.
The nominative is just, yeah, the nominative is alpha sigma. This is one you'd probably have to look up, because proper names, you can't always tell for sure what they're going to do. But ton baraban, and the nominative is ho barabas. So you're converting accusative here to nominative. I don't know if he gave you a paradigm for that one or not, or just expect you to look it up or what. You can usually guess on, you know, if it's baraban, they're usually... nominative is usually a sigma. That's the common, but just be safe. You probably ought to look it up. Okay. Number seven, Dale.
Okay.
Simeon.
Okay.
The Pharisees were asking Jesus about the signs.
Okay.
O Jesus, periton semion, et hetero teite, hypoton serosion.
Okay, good. O Jesus, epero teite, excuse me, this is a good one. Epero teite, hypo, ton pharisaion, peri, ton. Okay, and the form you want there is epsilon p, eta, rho, omega, tau, eta, theta, eta. Epe, rho, te, the.
Does it matter where the periton
name? No, not necessarily. Did you put it right after epe, rho, te, the?
I put it at the end.
Oh, you put it at the end? That's fine. That's fine. On this, you kind of have to... That's what they did in the active sentence, and that's probably what's going to happen in the passive. You might see different, you know, it just depends on what kind of emphasis they're trying to give. You could see that phrase right at the very beginning. You could see it after Ho Jesus. You can have to see it after the verb and so forth. And you've got certain continue, but you wouldn't see it break up Hupo and Pharisaion or something like that. Okay, number eight. Great. Okay.
The apostles brought alongside or gave the gospel.
Okay.
Is that how they
would do it? I didn't check that verb there. Shared? Is that what they gave? Okay.
Actually, it will share.
Yeah. Yeah, the apostles will share the gospel. That's fine. Okay, the gospel will be shared by the apostles. Good. And paradophesetai is P alpha rho alpha delta omicron theta eta sigma epsilon tau alpha iota. Okay, good. Oh, the form for that? To evangelion. It's going to be the same because nominative and accusative is the same for neuter. So to evangelion paradophesetai upo ton. Apostolon, and you're going to have Omega News, of course, on that. Okay, then number nine, let's see, Christ. Okay.
And I guess it's the Lord sent the messenger to the people.
Okay, yeah, it's will send, yeah. The Lord will send the messenger toward the people.
And to angelion nic angelon aposto petai hypo ton curio proto mao.
Okay, several things on the cases. You want ho angelos, because you're converting to nominative. Ho angelos. Apostolesetai, hypo tu kuriu, proston laun. So you, the hypo you want to convert now to ho kurios goes to genitive. So, Yeah. So, hupo tu kuriu, prostone laun. And so, ho angelos apostolesitai, and the spelling there, alpha p omicron, sigma tau alpha, one lambda, eta, sigma, epsilon, tau, alpha, iota. Okay, and then again, to find that form, the quickest way would be just to go to the back of the book and look up stelo there, and you get estalane for the aorist passive. And so from that, you can build your, of course, you're adding op to this, so op estalane, and then you drop off the nu, put on the theta, and put on your ending. So, apostolicitai. Okay, and then number 10, that's short. Steve. Yes, right.
We comfort you.
Yes. We comfort you or are comforting you, right?
You plural. The transformation you make parakaleste euchemon.
Good. Humes parakaleste, just an epsilon there, euchemon. Okay, good. So humes parakaleste, that's P alpha rho alpha kappa alpha lambda epsilon iota sigma theta epsilon. Parakaleste, euchemon. Okay, so your second person plural there. Okay, well done. Any other questions there? Okay. The last one, the verb form? It's P alpha rho alpha kappa alpha lambda epsilon iota with circumflex sigma theta epsilon. Over the epsilon. Well, it's actually over the iota. The diphthong there.
I'm thinking, New Testament must be inspired. They never made a mistake.
Yeah. That is a good point. That is a very good point. Although there are some intentional, not really mistakes, but, you know, like things with man-child and so forth, using a neuter with a masculine or something. There's some things that happen, but they're intentional. Okay. 46D. I just had to do 1 through 5 on this, and this is a matter of just filling in the verb form that's appropriate. So supply the proper form of apoluo in this first set. And so we'll just have you read the Greek with your form. So part A, going back to John, Jesus dismisses the multitudes. Right, apolue. So alpha p, omicron, lambda, upsilon, epsilon, iota. Okay, number B there, Jim. Pilate released Barabbas to them. Okay. Apelousa, you probably get the accent there. So alpha p, epsilon, lambda, upsilon, sigma, epsilon. And there's an optional new one that you can put on. Okay. Then number C, Dan. Okay. Oh, you put a subjunctive form. Okay. Yeah, you probably wouldn't use a subjunctive in this because it's just a straight indicative statement. In other words, it's a historical narrative. When he had dismissed the multitude, he went up to the mountain. Yes, question?
I was thinking because of some other examples later on, I probably got it wrong.
You put it in imperfect?
But I was thinking just now, it should be a participle, shouldn't it? Because having dismissed, is what he's saying, having dismissed the multitude, or when he has dismissed, that's a participle.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so apolousas ton ochlon. So it just be a circumstantial participle. When he had dismissed the multitude, or having dismissed the multitude, he went up into the mountain.
Okay.
Okay, it's Alpha P Omicron Lambda Upsilon Sigma Alpha Sigma. Aorist participle. Third person, whatever. Third person singular, masculine singular. Remember, you get those, it's third declension type endings, but let's see, we have to look back into the archives here. Aorist participles.
185.
185, okay. This is good review. Okay, you've got Lusos. If you look at page 184, your paradigm for Luo, and it is kind of tricky because you see that alpha sigma, but it's a third declension type ending. Of course, it'd be Lusantos, Apo Lusantos, and so forth, the rest of the forms. But Lusos would be the form. So this would be Apo Lusos. You don't get an augment in the participle, even if it's an aorist participle. And so it's just Apo Lusos. And this is, we want third person masculine singular because it's referring to he. So Apo Lusos, and no article on the, no, why no article on the participle in this passage? Anybody remember?
Oh,
yeah, you want it circumstantial, right? Okay. So Apo Lusos, ton oklon, anebe, ace to oros. All right. Kind of good he's throwing a little bit of everything at you here. Number D, Eric? Okay. We want an infinitive form here. Probably an aorist infinitive, so it'll be apolusai. Apolusai. Okay. What did you have for it? You probably put a present infinitive, didn't you? What did you have?
I put Apollunai.
Oh, Apollunai. Okay, I have to check and see if that was. But yeah, Luane, the Apolluane.
Why would it be aorist?
Well, usually when in doubt, you use an aorist on infinitive.
that's the
bottom line, but. It's because it's an indefinite. In other words, it's really hard to tell when you go in this direction, because if Pilate wanted to release Jesus, usually releasing is a kind of a punctiliar action, and so it's kind of hard to make a decision really. But normally, unless you're emphasizing progressive aspect or something, you're generally going to use the aorist. That's what you'll see almost all the time. So your aorist would be Lusai, but if you used a present, then it'd be Apo Luane. So I'll just, give that to you in case some of you did and you were looking at it that way. It's always difficult when you go from English and try to put it in Greek because, the Greek's more definitive than English is, and the Greek can give you a choice on that. And English might be nebulous, and the Greek might be more specific. Okay. But this would be a complementary infinitive to the verb wanted to release. So the whole verbal idea is wanted to release, but to release is coming from an infinitive. Okay, so...
On when you have the compound verb or infinitive,
yes.
Is that going to pull the accent forward, or is it just going to...
Let's see. Well, it was Lusai, I think, originally, and it doesn't really change. I think... it's not really going to pull the accent. The accent is still going to be following the same basic rule. It's going to try to get forward if it can. But now on these infinitives, they may be an exception. See, the Alpha Yoda would think you probably could shift it forward to Apolusai, but I think that there's some attenuating rules on that back in the section on verbs. You have to double check on the... There's over and above the normal rules, there's verb accent rules, and sometimes the infinitive and so forth. I should double check it here. Okay, second aorist infinitive. Okay, there's a bunch of complications here on page 324. I don't know if this is going to affect this one or not. He's got Lusos by aorist middle infinitives. Okay, all aorist infinitives, top of the page. All aorist infinitives except first aorist, middle infinitives, second aorist infinitives, and all perfect infinitives are accented on the penult with acute or circumflex. So apparently it stays there. In other words, that's unusual in that If you've got the alpha yod at the end, you know, you would think you could accent the antipenal because it's short. But that's an exception to the rule. And then adding this other isn't going to change that, so it'll have to be on the penal. Yes? No, that wouldn't necessarily do it. I think it, because the distinction between in the infinitive between the aorist and the present isn't one of time, it's one of aspect. So you could conceivably use, suppose you wanted to say Pilate wanted to be releasing Jesus, then you'd probably go ahead and use a present. But because it says Pilate wanted to release and just kind of puts it, it's rather indefinite in the English, then if I see it in indefiniteness in the English, I'll probably want to put that into Greek. Fortunately, normally what we're going to normally be doing is going from Greek to English. We don't have to make a decision like that. So we can just see, well, it happens to be aorist there, and we can say this is indefinite and so forth. And that's nicer, but it's always difficult when you're composing Greek to try to decide which way to go. On a test, I'd probably give you a credit for the present infinitive there, too. Just depends on how you're looking at it. Yes.
Present would be more like wanted to be released.
Yeah, something of that nature. Yeah, and it's maybe not quite that blatant, but that's the idea. I'm trying to find a statement here as far as tenses of the infinitive. On page 194, there, just for reference. He says here, properly speaking, only the future infinitive has tense. It always refers to time, future to the time, relative to the principal verb. The present and aorist infinitives express different aspects rather than different tenses. The present infinitive expresses an action as continuing, as repeated, or as customary. If a time is involved at all, it must be inferred from the context. The aorist infinitive represents an action as indefinite, as a simple event without reference to its duration, and so forth. So when I read in English, Pilate wanted to release Jesus, I was looking at it as an indefinite action. In other words, it's not emphasizing a continuing or repeated action. He wasn't going to be repeatedly releasing Jesus, nor was he going to be doing it in a continuing way. And therefore, I just decided, well, aorist is probably... And you can usually be pretty safe with aorist. I guess the best rule of thumb in all of these is unless the English is clearly expressing progressive aspect by saying something like, wanted to be releasing Jesus or something, then I would opt for aorist. I just put aorist down. But if there's definitely a progressive aspect in the English, then you want to make sure you get that progressive aspect and either use a present. If it's infinitive, it'd be present. If it was just a past tense verb form, it'd be imperfect as opposed to aorist or so forth. Okay. Number E, then. Who's next, Glenn?
Alpha Lucifer, Smith, Irenaeus, Alpha Paul.
Okay, Apeluthesan. It's alpha P, epsilon, lambda, upsilon, theta, eta, sigma, alpha, nu. Aorist passive there. And he just tells you to use aorist here, so gives you a little hint. Okay, they were released, or were dismissed. Okay, section 2, this is supply the proper form of anabino. And Mark, number part A.
Tis anabesitai is on uranon.
Okay, tis anabesitai. Who will ascend? And so anabesitai is alpha, nu, alpha, beta, eta, sigma, epsilon, tau, alpha, iota. It's deponent in the future. So again, your little handy chart in the back would be the quickest way to find those. You'll learn to use this very well. This is a nice chart, really, because it gives you the most common verbs you're going to run into. And once you get used to using it, so forth, we'll be giving you some quizzes on that chart later, so you'll get thoroughly familiar with it, as I said. We won't give it to you all in one day. We'll take it in chunks. Okay. Anabesitai should be, well, I'll give the whole thing. Alpha, nu, alpha, beta, eta, sigma, epsilon, tau, alpha, iota. Epsilon, tau, alpha, iota. What'd you have?
I know why I did that. I was wondering about
Anabe, you used passive. Oh, okay.
Because, well, it's kind of...
Did you use your
aorist? Because it's really ambiguous. Because in the future, it's who is...
Oh, you're saying who might ascend?
Indefinite.
I see what you're doing.
Who makes it indefinite?
It makes it indefinite, yeah. It's an indefinite question.
The question is indefinite in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah, here comes another problem, because we've got English trying to go into Greek.
Yeah.
And you might find a Greek statement, for example, that's in the subjunctive, if it's trying to express a hypothetical rather than See, this is in the indicative. So the reason I put it in the indicative is because it was a pretty straightforward, you know, question as far as the Greek. In other words, having knowing what the Greek one said in that passage kind of helps too. But that's cheating.
The point is, like, standing up, if it's indicative, it's like standing up in a line and saying, now, who will ascend into heaven?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's really, it's theoretical.
Yeah. It is theoretical in one sense, but you see, if you put it in the subjunctive, then that opens the possibility that no one might. You see what I'm saying? Who might ascend into heaven? You know, it's putting it into a more hypothetical situation. In English, this can be.
Way. Yeah. And we would base it upon our
Eric, yeah. There's a case in point there. Yes.
Lee Robertson said somewhere in the grammar that the subjunctive and the future
will come. Yeah, they are, and this is part of the areas where they overlap. And as far as questions are concerned, I think you're usually in a question you're going to see more often see futures than in a statement you're going to see the subjunctives more often. But that would be a matter to test. Maybe you can do your paper on that one and see. And then if you come out with it, you can say you got it right. That'd be kind of a hard way to go about it. Okay.
I already changed the
debate,
so I'm not.
Okay. Okay. I can back off. Okay.
I wrote it down, but I thought it was
really
a way.
Yeah. I can see why you did it. I think you would actually see it in the future more often in a case like this. Okay. Who's next? Dale. Okay. Part B. Yes. Anabas. Okay, there we just want a participle. And it's a functioning of the substantive, the one who ascended. So it's an aorist participle from anabino, and it's anabas. Alpha, nu, alpha, beta, alpha, sigma. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing left from the original verb is the beta. Yes?
I put anabasas. Now, why is that? Where did I
anabasas.
Because I got aorist participle from
We better check that one. That's one of those root errors.
Page 284 shows anabas and anabasa.
Okay. Yeah. See, anabas is the third person masculine singular form, and that's the shorter form. But you had anabasas. You had an ada.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think where you could have got that.
I'm just wondering where it went wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you got it.
On a vinyl, and then I put it into the subjunctive, and I dropped the. I took the
aorist. Okay.
And
then you had on a basal. Okay, I see what you did. Yeah. Yeah, you. You were too logical. Yeah, they just give you. Yeah, it's irregular, and in other words, you went to the normal aorist stem, and then thought you could build a participle from that.
Would that have been right if it was regular?
Probably, if it was regular, if it's like Lulo or something, yeah. But this is not. Yeah, you'll see the part. Page 284 just lists the whole paradigm of it, and then it gives the aorist participle anabas. Anabasa and anaban. So these root errors, you just can't follow normal logical rules. See, the only thing left in that participle from the original verb is the beta. And of course, that's kind of typical of these forms. So I'm sure that's the only thing you did wrong then. Okay. But see, even if you look at the aorist indicative, for example, on ebbe, and so forth, really the only part there that's from the original is the beta. It's just that this got an unusual ending system, and that's probably what threw you off and made you think that was part of the stem or something. That's probably what happened.
And then the sigma off the
sigma,
and I didn't know what else to do. So
right.
It's the beta and it's all the way through.
Yeah. These are real funny ones.
I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Bring up a bad point here. On the present participle, I put on a binome. Would that be right? Because that's just dropping your present sin and putting a...
Yeah, that probably is okay. He doesn't list it separately as being a regular, so... Yeah. Yeah, there shouldn't be any problem with that one. You're always a little leery when you...
So,
you get gun-shy after a while on these. But he doesn't indicate anything different, so it's probably okay.
Or, I guess you couldn't if it was who is ascending.
Yeah. He's the one who is ascending, and you'd use the present participle. But he is also the one who ascended. You'll definitely want an aorist participle there. Okay. That was the first bell only. Okay, good. No, part C then, Greg? Okay, they just told you to use there. So anabesan, alpha, nu, epsilon, beta, eta, sigma, alpha, nu. Okay, that was nice. Any questions there? Just a straightforward aorist form. But these are unusual endings, so you have to look at the paradigm to see what it's for. You know, it's getting eta for part of your ending system, which isn't too typical for, you know, it's not common for active aorist. Almost looks like a passive, you know, when you see it. Okay, number D, we are going up to Jerusalem. Bryce. Okay, this one is just, you just want a regular verb form rather than a participle here because it's an indicative statement. We are going. Well, see, you're still looking toward a participle type.
Oh.
It should be anabinomen. Anabinomen. Just a straightforward.
Oh, I had the very first time.
Did you? Okay. Yeah.